Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at our COVID-19 case numbers for our immediate tri-state region from yesterday afternoon. Falls Village, none. Cornwall, 3. Kent, 7. New Milford, 235. Norfolk, 8. North Canaan, 4. Salisbury, 10. Sharon, 14. And Torrington, 438. Locally in Dutchess County, active cases by municipality yesterday afternoon. Amenia, 9. Clinton, 12. Dover, 29, Milan, 10, Millbrook, Millerton, and Northeast, less than 5, Pawling, 33, Pawling Village, 10, Pine Plains, 9, Red Hook, 16, Red Hook Village, less than 5, Rhinebeck, 65, Rhinebeck Village, 9, Stanford, 7, Tivoli Village, less than 5, and Washington, 8. Columbia County, as of yesterday afternoon after 3 o'clock, had 24 community members that have passed away from COVID-19, 333 positive cases, 150 have recovered from COVID-19, 11 of those positive cases are hospitalized, 1 in ICU. They've received 2,734 test results completed for Columbia County residents, 151 residents under mandatory quarantine, and 7 under precautionary quarantine. There were no new Berkshire County deaths from the coronavirus and only one new case, according to data released by the state in Massachusetts for Wednesday. Statewide, 174 new deaths were reported for a total of 5,315 since the pandemic began. The Berkshire County death toll stands at 37. The number of COVID-19 cases in the Berkshires stands at 486. In all, 1,165 new cases reported statewide, bringing their total to 80,497. There's a public hearing going on in Kent via Zoom tonight at 7 p.m. You can get the Zoom information on the Town of Kent website. It's to discuss a small city's CDBG application and solicit citizen participation. In a story by the Millerton News, although the Northeast Millerton Library has been closed as part of the COVID-19 New York State on pause executive order issued by the governor, work for head librarian and her staff continued from home and paid off to the tune of a $5,301 grant from the Duchess Reads program. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said indoor dining would hopefully be included in Phase 2, which could happen on June 20th, but no date has officially been set. Lamont also said hospitalizations decreased as Wednesday afternoon, and the number of deaths unfortunately went up to 3,125. So far, 54,519 tests have been done in the past 24 hours. Overall, 142,943 tests. On Thursday, Robert Bob Drucker passed away at the age of 78 after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center by visiting bidmc.org or by check made payable to Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center with Drucker Dr. Jeffrey Savitz Research Lab in the memo line. On the political front, we now have a Republican challenger to Johanna Hayes as the 5th Congressional District Republicans nominated David X. Sullivan. It was not the typical convention. He saw the nomination on his laptop at his home with his wife by his side. He initially faced a number of opponents for the Republican nomination, but all others dropped out in recent weeks as the pandemic made campaigning and fundraising difficult. The final GOP opponent, Ryan Meehan of Litchfield, exited last week, allowing Sullivan to receive the nod without threat of a primary. Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel has described a plan she said elementary school principals think should be followed for the region's elementary school graduations. The staffs in schools in Canaan, Cornwall, Falls Village, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon would stand out in front of the school, maintaining proper distance, waving to those who come by. The 8th graders, who will be driven by their families, will get out of their cars individually, pick up their diplomas and any other awards that would be placed on a table. They'd walk about 5 feet to where a professional photographer would take their photo, and then they'd get back in their cars and leave. School technology staff would record any speeches by guests or board chairman and put them on video to which the families can link. The Sharon Board of Selectmen is considering giving town hall staff a half day off each week. Selectman Casey Flanagan made the proposal, suggesting employees could use some time to recoup and recharge during these trying times. Both Selectman Dale Jones and First Selectman Brent Colley Agreed. The Sharon Historical Society will hold online lectures and tours of steeples of Litchfield County. It will happen this Saturday from 4 till 5 and May 23rd from 4 till 5. It's available via Zoom. No registration required. You can join in by getting information at the Sharon Historical Society. It's Zoom meeting at us02web.zoom.us/j/63127-16761. The Sharon Board of Finance met in an online meeting considering public comments on the budget for the coming fiscal year. An executive order by Governor Lamont said this year there will be no public hearings or town meetings on budgets because of COVID-19. It's up to the selectmen in each town to give final approval on both education and municipal spending plans. The Board of Finance voted unanimously to approve the proposed budget and to establish a mill rate of 14.40, unchanged from the past 2 years. The Salisbury Rotary Club announced a $5,000 grant to the Sharon Hospital to support its need to assist in the purchase of additional masks and other personal protection equipment for its staff, antiviral medication for patients, and other needed supplies. A $2,500 grant was also given to three area food banks, the Corner Food Pantry in Lakeville, Fishes and Loaves in North Canaan, and Cornwall's Food Pantry and Fuel Bank. More information at salisburyrotary.org. The Durham Fair, Connecticut's largest fair, announced its cancellation for the year yesterday, citing COVID-19 concerns. Now, CVS in Connecticut announced the launching of 12 new COVID-19 test sites at pharmacy locations across Connecticut. Patients must register in advance at CVS.com beginning today to schedule an appointment. You'll be required to stay in your vehicle and directed to the pharmacy drive-through window, where they will be provided with a test kit and given instructions. Testing will not take place inside any retail locations, and CVS Pharmacy, Health Hub, and Minute Clinic will continue to serve customers and patients. The testing sites in Connecticut include Glastonbury, Enfield, South Windsor, Bethel, Cheshire, Guilford, Hartford, Coventry, Rocky Hill, and Stratford. Also East Hampton and Hartford. Administrators at Opus 40 Sculpture Park in Saugerties, New York, have decided it's safe to open for the season on a carefully calibrated and limited basis. Beginning May 16th, the 56-acre site that celebrates the life work of master sculptor and quarryman Harvey Fite will be open to Opus 40 members and essential workers. And on May 23rd, it will be open to the general public for social distancing visits. To prevent overcrowding, no more than 30 people, including staff, will be allowed on the site at any time for visits of a maximum of 2 hours and only for groups of five or fewer. The hours will be 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. A barber who continued to operate a shop on Broadway in Kingston has tested positive for the coronavirus this week, according to the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. Commissioner Dr. Carol Smith is advising anybody who received a haircut at that barbershop in the past 3 weeks to contact their primary care physician and seek testing for coronavirus. Neither the barber nor the shop was identified in a news release issued by the executive's office. Under the New York pause order issued by Governor Cuomo, barbershops, beauty salons, nail salons, and other personal hygiene services were not allowed to be open and operated to prevent the spread and potentially deadly COVID-19 virus. The Rojan Community Library will present virtual story time with Ms. Haley 10:30 to 11:30 every Saturday. We'll be holding a virtual story time each Saturday via Zoom, a webcam app that can be downloaded for free on your smartphone or accessed online. Patrons can also tune into story time by going to zoom.us, clicking join a meeting, then typing in the code 806-577-651. They'll be using that same link and code every Saturday. On Sunday from 12 till 2, Couch Pipe of VFW Post 6851 in North Canaan, cooking a smoked barbecue brisket sandwich takeout meal with two sides. You'll drive up, pick up, and drive away. It can accommodate only 150 meals, first come, first served. A pay booth will be set up. Cones will be directing you to the cookhouse. It's $13 a person. Of course, Trade Secrets was canceled this summer season, and in place of that, Bunny Williams is going to have a virtual tour of her garden on Sunday on her Instagram account. It'll be held Sunday at 4 o'clock. In lieu of that garden tour, Bunny will leave a live video tour along with Naomi Blumenthal, current head gardener Robert Reamer, and horticulturist Deborah Munson. You can join them for the tour at 4 p.m. on Bunny's Instagram account. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Remember, 7 days a week, 11:30 till 2, a drive-up lunch with their hot dog cart. Hot dogs, drinks, also chips and chocolate chip cookies are offered. And also, remember Morgan's Grill, Morgan's at the Interlaken. They're also on Facebook. And Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 23,625.34, the NASDAQ at 89,43.72, and the S&P 500 at 28,52.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.